It's Thursday, July 3rd, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A new state budget passed and signed into law in record time. Wisconsin's Supreme Court sides with pro-choice advocates in the 1849 abortion law ruling. Safety tips offered for handling fireworks this 4th of July, and the DNR wants to stop the spread of invasive jumping worms. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A new two-year state budget has been passed in a record 24 hours. Lawmakers were rushing Wednesday to pass the plan and get it signed into law before federal law changes take effect that could cost Wisconsin hospitals $1.5 billion. The two-year spending plan will affect nearly every person in the battleground state. Income taxes are cut for working people and retirees, and sales taxes are eliminated on residential electric bills. The Senate passed it just after 9 p.m. Wednesday. The State Assembly passed it just before 1 a.m. Thursday, and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law a half hour later. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with Democrats and pro-choice advocates on a challenge to the state's abortion ban. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
In a 4-3 decision from the liberal majority court, justices ruled that an 1849 law against infanticide has been superseded by several other state laws and by a previous ruling from the court that the 1849 law only applied to assault which resulted in the death of an unborn child and not elective abortions. The ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status, allowing regulated abortions. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler wrote in the dissent that the court's four liberal justices are, quote, compromised on the issue of abortion and called their analysis flawed. In the majority opinion, Justice Rebecca Dallet said state lawmakers are free to pass legislation modifying the court's ruling. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on the state's abortion law leaves room for action by the legislature.
That's what the Supreme Court called for when it said it was returning these issues to the state. Because we can do better through state legislation in establishing protections for continuing access to safe and legal abortion and ensuring that our laws are updated. We now have clarity from the highest state court, the ultimate decision maker on this issue, about what Wisconsin law provides. And that is that there is no broad, sweeping criminal abortion ban that dates back to the 19th century in effect in the state of Wisconsin.
The court ruled Wednesday on the suit originally brought by Call and Governor Tony Evers regarding Wisconsin's 1849 law, which criminalized most abortions. There is lots to keep in mind if you're handling fireworks during this 4th of July holiday. Here is UW Health occupational therapist Alyssa Villarreal.
Never have them in your hand, lighting one of them at a time, but lighting it from the ground surface, making sure that it's always pointed straight toward the sky. And after the firework is complete, not picking up those fireworks right away, letting them actually sit and dousing them with a significant amount of water before at all picking them up.
Villarreal says you should always be sober when handling fireworks and never experiment or make your own. You can help prevent the spread of invasive jumping worms in Wisconsin. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the invasive species native to eastern Asia first popped up in Wisconsin in 2013. Jumping worms alter the soil and create a challenging environment for growing plants and trees and establishing lawns. You can help prevent the spread of jumping worms by cleaning your equipment when moving from one site to another, inspecting plant materials before installing, and ensuring wood chips and mulch are sourced from responsible suppliers. More information can be found on DATCAP's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.